Ted Judah was born on March 4, 1826, in Bridgeport, Connecticut. His father, an Episcopal clergyman, moved to Troy, New York, while Ted was still a boy. Ted passed up a naval career to go to the Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute in Troy, where he graduated with an engineering degree. It was an age and a place of great railroad building. Young Judah threw himself into it with gusto, imagination, and energy. From 1844 on, he was continuously engaged in planning and construction, mainly of railroads. At age 21, he married Miss Anna Ferona Pierce, daughter of a Greenfield, Massachusetts merchant. She was an artist, a lively writer, a splendid personality, and the perfect choice as someone to help his career. She moved with her husband 20 times in half a dozen years. They went to Niagara Falls, where he planned and built the Niagara Gorge Railroad, one of the great feats of engineering of the 1840s. In an 1889 letter, Anna Judah wrote, "Our cottage on the banks of the river between the falls and the suspension bridge is still there, with the beautiful view of both falls and Whirlpool Rapids below the bridge. He selected the site, built the cottage, there had his railroad office, and did his work for that wonderful piece of engineering." In 1854, Judah was in Buffalo building part of what would later become the Erie Railroad system. An urgent telegram from the Seymour brothers summoned him to New York City. He went, had a meeting, and 3 days later sent Anna a telegram. "Be home tonight. We sail for California April 2nd. He got back to Buffalo that evening. "You can imagine my consternation on his arrival," Anna wrote. He burst through the door and blurted out, "Anna, I am going to California to be the pioneer railroad engineer of the Pacific Coast. It is my opportunity, although I have so much here." She was not about to stand in his way. He had read and studied for years the problem of building a continental railway and talked about it. "It will be built," he used to say, "and I am going to have something to do with it." Big talk for a young man still in his 20s. But he was a quick study, hard worker, inventive, sure of himself, not much on humor, and supremely competent, which is why nearly every railroad then being built in the East wanted Judah to be its engineer. Besides being fully employed, Judah had reason to be suspicious of California.